and kill it. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a feast. Because this son of mine was dead, but is now alive. He was lost, and now is found. The son who did not love his father, does he love him now? Absolutely, he loves his father. Read Luke 7:41 to 50 about the lender and the two debtors. Read 1 John 4:19. So what happened? What changed the mind of the prodigal son? Why did he go from showing disrespect, even disdain for his father, to loving his father? Because for the first time ever, he understood the depth of his father's mercy and forgiveness and love for him. Which brings us back to the idea that doctrine is very important. We're to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. Luke 10:27. You understand what Jesus has done for you with your mind. And the more you understand about Jesus, the deeper your love for him will be. And the more you understand about Jesus, the stronger your faith in him will be. Understanding who Jesus is understanding doctrine. Doctrine simply takes an historical event and explains its present-day benefit to you. For example, Jesus died on the cross, historical event. The purpose of his death was to atone for the sins of the world, including your sin. So you are forgiven. Your slate is wiped clean in the eyes of God. That's the present-day benefit for you. It's called the doctrine of atonement. In today's gospel lesson, Mary visits her relative Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist. As Mary entered her home, the Holy Spirit inspired Elizabeth to greet Mary as the mother of my Lord. In other words, Elizabeth discerned that the child Mary was carrying was somehow, some way, both God and man. This isn't the only passage, and certainly not the most important passage, but it is one of the sections of Scripture where an amazing reality is presented, that Jesus was a man born of Mary, and simultaneously somehow God, conceived by the Holy Spirit. So the birth of Jesus, somehow both man and God, on Christmas morning, is the historical event. It's called the doctrine of the incarnation. Well, Jesus' birth is the historical event, so what's the present-day benefit of the doctrine of the incarnation? The benefit appears when you need it most, when your life is dark and painful, when you're filled with fear and disappointment. Because God incarnate, God who came to earth, has also tasted life's bitterness and disappointments. He has felt what you feel and has compassion for you. When you weep, you pray to a God who has wept. Wept at the loss of those he loved. Wept at the difficult circumstances of life. Wept when humiliated by his enemies and betrayed by his friends. God who came to earth has, like you, experienced good reasons to weep. The benefit of the incarnation of God also comes when you're overwhelmed by guilt and surrounded by the consequences of your own stupid choices, your own failure to do what you should do and not do what you should not do. You pray to a God who, like you, has lived in the muck and mire of this world. And even though he has overcome the world and its temptations, he is still full of mercy and compassion and forgiveness for you and I, who have not. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to appreciate this doctrine of the incarnation, that you came down to us as a human being and lived in our skin, in our world, and felt what we feel, and cried when we cry, and hoped what we hope. Lord, help us to treasure that we worship a God who knows us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.